You mean that my father has left no money at all?
There are, unfortunately, the man added, a few debts, but I feel that they will be taken over by the new Earl to the estate. Lady Sheila thought that this was doubtful, but she did not say so aloud. She merely inquired, Is there anything left of my mother's money, which she left me in her will? The man, who was a senior banker from the local bank, then looked down at his papers and answered, I was rather afraid that your ladyship might ask that question. The answer is that the money was spent by your father in the last desperate gamble that proved, just like so many of the others, to be completely and hopelessly unsuccessful. Sheila sighed. Then she rose from her chair and walked over to the window and stared with unseeing eyes at the neglected garden below her. It seemed to her almost impossible that her father could have been quite so foolish as to risk everything he had in spurious get-rich-quick companies that inevitably failed, usually before they had been launched for more than 6 months. He had been so certain that one or another of his schemes would, in his own words, be triumphant, that he continued to throw his money away, even after his family and his friends begged him to be more cautious. He had always, Sheila thought, looked on life as a bit of a joke. The fact that he was growing poorer and poorer had merely made him take greater risks. He then became even more careless in investing his money than he had been before. And so, now that he was dead, Sheila had to know exactly what her position was well before the new Earl of Rosswood arrived. The hall, which had been in the Rosswood family for 5 generations, was in a bad state of repair, with rotten woodwork and even broken windows. But it was undoubtedly a beautiful building, and its contents, which were entailed, were extremely valuable. It was very fortunate, as Lady Sheila was so aware, that her father had not been able to squander the family paintings and antique furniture in all his hopeless efforts to make himself a millionaire. But because he had been brought up, since he was a small boy, to believe that his family came first, he had not touched any of the fine paintings that hung on the walls of the house, nor the ancient silver that was the envy of a great number of other earls who could not put on such a display. They were therefore at a disadvantage when it came to boasting of what they owned. It seemed incredible to Sheila that, having spent all her mother's money, that was quite a considerable amount, and everything that had been left to her by her mother's family, was completely penniless. She was now forced to rely on the kindness and generosity of the new Earl. This situation was made even more difficult than it was already by the fact that her father had always disliked Thomas Ross, and the reports on him from other relations had never been very much to his credit. Sheila was thinking to herself that nothing could be more humiliating than have to plead with him to support her in some way. Although she had not met him in nearly 10 years, she had always thought of him as being a grim and rather disagreeable man. As she had been very young at the time, she might, of course, have been mistaken. Yet she was almost sure that, as for years her father had deliberately ignored Thomas and avoided every chance of meeting him, he would hardly, in the circumstances, feel kindly towards her. It also went against the grain in every possible way for her to have to ask for any money, and especially so from a member of her own family, let alone a man who had been cold-shouldered by her father for so long. Thomas had also, she understood, been particularly disliked by her mother. Because she suddenly felt helpless, Sheila turned from the window to say to the man who had come from the bank, "What can I do, Mr. Cole?" It was, although she did not mean it to be, a cry for help. The man, who was middle-aged and of considerable standing in the banking world, looked at Sheila somewhat sadly before he was forced to say, "I am afraid that there is nothing that your ladyship can do, except ask the new Earl for his assistance." It was with difficulty that Sheila prevented herself from crying out that she would rather die than do that. At the same time, she was well aware that she was almost in the position of having to starve or plead.